2 RCL, monitoring.
2 RCL, KO4 NUE.
Oh, Mr. Chad, how are you today?
I've been making some changes in the ham shack, and you going to be on the road for a couple of minutes?
On the road for about 3 to 5 minutes.
I'm on battery power right now inside the ham shack. Is there anything in this transmission that is out of the normal?
Full gliding and crystal clear. Sounds just like you would any time. Couldn't tell any difference.
I'm gonna switch back over to commercial power, and it's going to take me probably 10-15 seconds to get radio back up, so I'm going to stay clear for now, but I'll be right back, and I want you to listen to the commercial side and power side, see if I got any issues there, all right?
Good. K2RCL will be standing by.
RCL, KO4NUE, anything there?
Chad, you're still nice and clear.
Well, I wanted to know, no ticks or no funny DC noises or anything like that on either side?
You are full quiet, and I had a little bit of white noise there, but I was sitting right up against the house here. I pulled out away from it a little bit, and that went away, so you sound good to me.
Thank you, bud. I appreciate it. You have a wonderful day, sir. This is KO4NUE, and I'm clear.
Good, Chad. If you got a second, I got a third-party traffic I'd like to talk to you just a second.
Alexander.
How are you today?
Fine. How about you?
So what's going on with you? Tell me why you're on the radio today.
Like, you know, hanging around with Russell when he uses the radio. I'm studying for a ham radio license and I'm working on that.
Cool dude, isn't he?
Yeah, he's closing in our back porch. We are doing homeschool this year, so I've been helping him and my brother, and we've been working on that the last few weeks.
That's pretty interesting. So, my wife and I, primarily my wife, we homeschooled all three of our children. We have two boys and a girl, and they are all in college right now. So, we appreciate the homeschool thing, and you sound like a pretty intelligent fella. Am I right?
I went to school the last few years, and we just started trying to homeschool this year, and I'm really excited about it. His school just wasn't really working out the way everything was going, and they're pretty much going all on the computer, and we didn't want to do that, so we started homeschool, and we've done a little bit over the past few weeks of during the summer. We covered 24 days of homeschool already, so that way we can take vacations and not have to worry about schoolwork.
Man, y'all got it all figured out, hadn't you? So when we homeschooled our kids, when we did a section, for example, my wife, we did a section on Native American Indians. So she taught them about Native American Indians for, I don't know, several months. And then we would go on a camping trip down at Clark's Hill Military Reservation, and we would go look for Indian heads and things like that to try to back up what we were learning in school. And I would sneak into town. There's an antique shop right there across from the railroad tracks, and they sell broken arrowheads. So I would go into town and buy a $7 bag of broken arrowheads. And when the kids were asleep at night in the tent, I would scatter the arrowheads all over the road so that when, or the trail, so that when we got up the next morning to, you know, learn about Native American Indians again, they would always find a couple of arrowheads. Now, I've never told my children that. Please don't tell them. But it was just exciting to, you know, teach our children about a certain topic. And then we'd go on vacation, and we'd go and see and do the things that we'd learned about. And it was really exciting as a father to be able to see my children go through that. So what do you think about homeschooling? Do you think that's pretty cool?
Really enjoyed it. We've taken a few field trips over the summer, and I'm really excited. We're starting completely on Wednesday. And so I'm looking forward to it.
She is actually a special ed school teacher, a board certified school teacher. And she teaches at home virtually when the COVID-19 virus hit. She changed from brick and mortar, which is brick and mortar, a place, a building. So she teaches for K-12, and she's a virtual school teacher. And she went and got her amateur radio license about a month ago. So she's a school teacher and a licensed ham operator. And her call sign is K-O-4-R-Y-P. And my call sign is K-O-4-N-U-E. So tell me why you would like to get your amateur radio license.
We went on a vacation to Canada to take my cousin back up there. And when we came home, my dad had purchased a small radio, ham radio handheld. And, you know, he talked to Russell about it. And after that, I turned it on and listened, and my dad said, if you really want to get your license, you can, and I just really liked listening on the radio, and I can't wait to get my license, so I've been really waiting to get my license, and been working hard at it. It's been, pretty difficult in my opinion.
I is interested in making contacts with the International Space Station. So if you get your amateur radio license, there are certain times and frequencies that you can turn your radio to. And if the astronaut is not too busy, then he can take your call and you can actually talk with an astronaut in outer space. Isn't that pretty neat?
Yes, I'd like to try that. But I'm really interested in talking to people more like the Caesar type repeater, more of that kind of stuff. But I would think I'd like to try that too.
All kinds of things you can do with amateur radio. So, just for example, I've got a logbook here, and I keep a log of all the contacts that I've made. And I'm sure Russell has many, many more contacts than I do. But I haven't had my license long, so I have been trying to learn and, you know, try to make as many contacts as I can. And so far, I have made, my first contact was in Costa Rica, and I've talked with a guy in Australia, Dallas, Texas, Sarasota, Florida, and on August the 7th, I made a very interesting contact with amateur operator AF5NF, which he mans a U.S. Lighthouse number 018 in Lydia Ann, Texas. So I had no idea that there was a federal lighthouse in Texas, but there is, and he is stationed there and works out of the lighthouse, and it was really neat to be able to talk with somebody like that.
I'm not really interested in making the far contacts because, you know, the HF radio is pretty expensive, and I'm just more looking into local because I don't really want to spend that kind of money in getting an HF. It's pretty pricey, in my opinion.
It's all pricey, you know, it just depends on, but you know, you can start off used, and I'm sure that by the time it's time for you to get your license, I would take a gamble and say that Russell probably could help you out and make it so that it was pretty affordable for you to do. And so when you get your amateur radio license, you know, you can communicate over UHF and VHF, which is what we're talking on now, and then you can communicate over HF, you can communicate over the internet, you can use a system called APRS and DMR and Echolink and all of these things that you can experiment with. But you are doing the right thing right now, just listening, because you can learn so much just by listening. And if you listen long enough, that becomes a driver or a motivator for you to say, hey, you know what, I've listened quite enough, and I think it's time for me to start talking. And you're doing an excellent job. I couldn't tell that you have never ever been on a radio before. You are a real professional. You just act like you just going to fall right into this hobby, and I think you need to continue on studying and trying to get your license.
RCL for ID. Chad, I appreciate you doing the third party. I'm going to hand it back to him.
So I've been listening a lot ever since January, and I haven't really started. I actually really started and got a book and really started studying. I think it was in July, so I've been working on that so far. My goal is to get on the air before New Year's.
You know, when you set a goal like that, and you set long-term goals and short-term goals, and every long-term goal has a lot of little bitty short-term goals that you have to do. So when you study and study, and then that'll be one short-term goal, and then the next short-term goal will be to actually go take the exam and to get your license. So there's a lot of little things you need to do, but it sounds like to me you are right on track. You're doing exactly what you need to be doing, and if you'll listen to Russell, he will put you right where you need to be and tell you exactly what you need to do, and I'm pretty sure he'll help you along the way. But like I said, the way it sounds right now, bud, I don't think you need too much help. It sounds like to me you got it going on.
Trying to pass that test, it's been a struggle. In school, they never really gave me much tests, and this is the biggest test that I've actually ever really taken, and it's been a struggle to memorize all that information, especially since I've never really heard it before. I heard a few things in science class, but that's about it.
Here's the way I see this, is that when the FCC wants you to get your license, that is, now there's a lot of answers to this, but that is making people study to get their license. That keeps a certain type of people in the group or on the air, because some people don't want to put forth the effort to go study, and others do. And when you study, that makes the amateur radio program a really good program, because everybody knows the rules and everybody understands how to do it. So I guess what I'm trying to tell you is, don't worry about, I know you have to memorize the information for the test, but your real learning starts the second you get a radio in your hand. You can memorize all the information you want, but at the end of the day, until you get the radio in your hand, that's when the true learning starts.
I enjoy playing around with the handheld, but I can't really experience too much because I can't talk on it yet, but I am really excited to experiment around and learn. My dad said I can count what I'm studying for to go for my homeschool, so days. So I'm also counting up school days as I'm studying.
Absolutely. you know, that it's funny, you know, what you can count towards your education when you're homeschooling. And I know your mom and dad know all about that. But are you using QRZ to study, or are you just studying out of the book?
Been pretty much studying out of the book, just with paper. I prefer that more than digital, because I get headaches when I'm on the screen too long. But I did take a practice test online, and that's pretty much all I've done. But I prefer in the book better.
So I was in communications in the military. I'm retired military. And when I decided to get my ham radio license, I thought, you know what, I don't need to study for this exam. I should know that already. So I went to QRZ website and downloaded a practice test and took the practice test thinking, okay, you know, I'm going to do really good on this. And do you know what I scored on the first time I took one?
2RCU. Chad, I think we got somebody that called contact. Let's give them a second.
Come on, Chris here in Greenville. Go ahead. I'll let you finish on with your story.
Chris, this is K2RCL. Chad's doing a little third party. I got a young man here that's studying for his tech, and he was just promoting him on along.
Yeah, all talk. That's pretty awesome. I think it's awesome to hear to get younger folks into this hobby and stuff like that.
NUE. Yeah, I'll clear on out here, but I just want to let you know, you're doing the right thing. You keep studying, you keep listening to Russell, and he'll get you right on track. And just so you know, when I took the first exam, I made a 28 on it. I did really bad. And that's when I realized, hey, I need to study. So you keep studying, you keep your nose in that book, and it sounds like to me you're right on track, bud. And I've never met you, and I don't know you, but I'm very proud of a young man like you who is trying to step up and is trying to do something great. So with that, I think it was Andrew, I think. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Name is Chad. UTH is in Campobello, South Carolina. It was a pleasure to meet you, young man, and I will be clear on your final.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
Everything that Chad just said, I completely agree with him, and I think that's pretty awesome what you're doing, Andrew. And matter of fact, when I was back in the Army, back in my Army days, and whenever we went out to the field, I used to take a little radio with me. And I didn't have my license then, but I listened to them. I listened to the lingo and listened to the protocols, how they did it. And eventually, I sagged up and I said, you know what? I think it's about time to study and take my license. And sure enough, it happened one day, and I got it, and here I am.
I've really enjoyed, you know, talking on Russell's radio. This is my second time doing third party.
And I heard somebody chime in there earlier, so I'm going to go ahead and get on off here. My name is Chris. My call sign is KO4RUR, and I am clear.
RCU. Chad, Chris, listen, I appreciate y'all taking the third party traffic coming. It's a big motivator for him, and I believe that was Rusty that chimed in here. We'll let him go ahead and take it.
Oh, I've just been listening to y'all for a few minutes since I pulled out of the yard, W2T. And you talking about young folks getting into it. All of you guys are younger than I am anyway. So, you know, I'm not going to just look for the younger to join us in the hobby. And, young fella, I heard you talking in there, the third party. You're doing good. And I know Russ will keep you straight there. And I'm a Rusty, although I am a Russell too, but I go by Rusty, so keep from confusion from being there. But anyway, good afternoon to everyone. I'm on my way to gas up the old buggy, grab a quick something to drink, and then head to rehearsal. W2T, go ahead, Russell.
That Rusty. I appreciate the motivation for him. He's still sitting here listening. So we're going to wrap it up for the afternoon, and I'm going to see if I can make my way to the house and have a hot shower and a hot dinner and sit in air conditioning for a while. This will be K2RCL, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
Talking to you, Russell, and you too, young man. Keep your nose in the books, and go get your license. At Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, I'm clear.
Oh, later. Like I said, I'm mobile and headed out different places. W2T Mobile.
UEK4OIM. You got a minute, Chad? Congratulations for stepping up for the NCS position. It's a little faster than the one you've been calling, but I mess up. As long as I've been calling, I mess up. Don't worry about it. Just tell them to slow down, Chad.
I tell you what, I'm awful new at this hobby to jump into something like that, but I've learned over the years that if I don't push myself, then I won't. I'll just stay stagnant, and I can't do that. So I know it's gonna be extremely, but hey, you know, I'm committed to this hobby thus far, and I'm gonna try to contribute the best I can. And I know I'll be slow at first and make a lot of mistakes. But you know what? I make mistakes every single day. And that just like Gary told me the other day, that just means you're human. That's all that means. So I'll try my best to recover from it and move on. But that's the way I'm seeing it.
K2RCL. Chad, I was going to hop back on here a second and tell you that it's not a mistake, man, unless you don't learn something from it. As long as you learn from it, it's no longer a mistake. It's a learning experience. So that just makes it even better.
I'm not worried so much about me. I just a little bit concerned. I don't want to do anything to embarrass the community. I'm not sure exactly what I'm trying to say. I mean, I'll stumble and stammer and this, that, and the other, but I'm just trying to find a way to contribute. And other than paying dues, that's just my way to try to contribute, I guess.
W2T with a comment. I'll give you a little clue. I've been a ham for all 30-some years now. And I've been calling nets for probably 25, 26, 27 of those years. And even today, I make mistakes in calling. So, you know, we're all human. That's the point about it. We're human. We learn to do things. We try our best. We do the best we can. And, hey, you know, if somebody else wants to complain about it, tell them to get in there and jump in the line and start calling nets or calling, doing whatever, because, you know, it's, you can look at it all you want, but if you don't get in there and make a try, you're never going to get it to go. I've learned that in a long time, and I call all kinds of nets, include one that is a big sideband net that is a multi-state, multi-country net, so I've done a little bit of all of them. Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there. W2T.
TKO4NUE. Yeah, you're exactly right, bud. I got out of the military, I don't know, 8-10 years ago, retired, and I got to do something to keep my mind sharp, and I can tell you right now, this is filling the niche, because I learn something new every day and try to make myself better every day and try to serve and contribute every day. And at the end of the day, I can't see anything negative about any of those.
I'm sitting back listening and learning.
minute. Let me find my paper here. I want to share something with you. So, you know, I've been up on the single sideband, and George and Roger's been teaching me to pass traffic, formal traffic. And I've been at it now, I guess, for about a month, I guess. So, I went to the ARRL website the other day and downloaded and printed all of the ARRL pronoun codes to send traffic. And on the page, there's an information page there. This is KO4NUE for station ID. Information page that explains everything about a piece of traffic you would need to know. So I've been reading through this for the past week or so. And in the bottom right, there is a common pro word definitions listed here. So, and I didn't know any of this. Well, I knew a few of them. But, for example, the word break. You hear it all the time, but I have no idea. I mean, I know what it means, but the actual definition I never knew is a separation between portions of a message. And the word clear means done with a call. Monitoring means a station is not involved in a conversation, but is monitoring the frequency. Over means my transmission is ended and I expect a response from you. Break. Roger means I have received all of your last transmission. Say again means please repeat the last transmission. And this one I've heard all the time but never knew what it meant. I kind of assumed, but securing. You hear on the net all the time, stations not wishing to participate in RACs, you may secure their station. Well, that means you may leave the air if you won't. And this one I've never heard. Words twice. Words twice means since communication is difficult, every phrase in this message will be sent twice. And that's definitely an issue on HF. But I just want to share that with you, you know, just trying to occupy a little time. How you been today, Walt?
Remember that motor freeze plug in the other day. But Chad, I was sitting here yesterday, and I was just going through the HF band, and I went up on 40 meters to 7260, and there was a group there. It is the Southern Baptist Emergency Response, and they were begging. This is a new net that's just formed. They just a few guys. I think they only have three NCSs, and they were trying to help out in Tennessee, and they were begging for NCSs, and I broke in, and I just felt led to do that, and they are supposed to email me the preamble for the net, and it's all, they only meet once a week on Sunday at 3 p.m. at 7.260 on 40 meters, but I just felt in my heart, I need to do that. And now, I'm going to have to learn to pass traffic. As long as I've been in the ham radio, almost 43 years now, I've never been interested in passing traffic till you stepped up on the sideband net. And you got me interested, Chad. K4OIM Friday.
I know for some people, it's when you say the word traffic over especially a 2 meter, it either scares them to death. If you tell them, hey, I want to send you traffic, it scares them to death because they don't understand what formal traffic is, or they just don't understand the use of it. And I am totally fascinated with the whole thing, I gotta be honest with you. And you know, back in the day, this is how information traveled around the world. There was no cell phones or landline. Well, I guess there were landlines as far as getting from country to country, but I mean, no internet, no cell phones, and it actually worked. I mean, you pick up a mic and it was instantaneous. And I am absolutely fascinated with that. So yeah, I've been studying up on it, and I have passed some traffic to other amateur radio stations. I have also passed traffic to people who are not amateur radio. So I sent a message to my Army buddy last week, put it up on the single sideband net. One of the guys picked it up and sent him a radiogram, and he's not an amateur radio operator, and it was just the neatest thing in the world. He thought it was, and I do too.
That's like, well, right now, I guess they got some power back up there in Tennessee, but yesterday there was no power, no cell phone service. The only emergency communications they had was ham radio, Chad. And that's what I really enjoyed about learning CW code, because code will go through when nothing else will. I mean, you can talk on 5 watts just as far as you can, 100 watts or 200 watts on sideband or FM. But CW is a whole nother can of worms, Chad.
2 months ago, I downloaded a program, an app, to help me learn CW. And it's using the Koch method, K-O-C-H. And it's how the Germans taught their soldiers during World War II. It's basically send code at 15 words a minute. But you do one or two characters at a time. And I did good until I got to the fourth character. I forget how many characters I learned. But two of the letters were so similar that I really got frustrated with it, but it absolutely amazes me how I can get up on HF. Hang on, Walt, it's KL4NUE for station ID. HF, and it'd be so silly. But I can go down to the CW bands, and it doesn't matter how noisy it is, you can always pick out that tone, and that's on my bucket list. That's something I eventually want to try to do. But I have to get some protocols and some procedures down and fully understand how all this works before I can do that.
W2T Mobile again.
What T?
Hey, Walt, Chad, this W2G is Rusty. I tell you what, I had to pass CW to get my license. I didn't have to do like Walt did. He, as long as he's been one, he had to pass the 20 word a minute if he went for extra. I had to pass the 5 word a minute to get general, but I did pass it, and I have, for many years, I didn't play with code, but now I've gotten where I do play with code, and I have worked hard enough to be able to learn enough and read enough that and for the Century Club nets that I belong to, I've earned the 100-point award for CW on 20 meters, 40 meters, 70, 80 meters, and 160 meters. And you know, and as you say, you get down into that CW section, sometimes in the noise, the code will come through when it doesn't help. But that also has a lot to do with the strength of the signal on the other end sometimes, too. Because if they're only coming through, you get one out of every six letters, you're not going to do too well on that. And that's not your fault. That's the guy on the other end has not got enough power to break through the conditions. And we try to have nets, try to run a 20-meter net Sunday afternoon. And there wasn't a station on there that was trying to check in that could hear any of the other stations when they sent their call signs, period. And that's how bad the 20-meter band was. It was just so screwy that nobody could hear anybody. Go ahead, Walt.
What's your number on Century Club, Rusty?
We don't have numbers on the Century Club. We just have what we are. But you're talking about. But I have awards on all four the things that we do on both on 2040, 75, and since we only do CW and sideband on 160, I've got awards on those too. So I've got them all covered for right now. But we don't have numbers yet. We're going to have membership numbers soon as we get our thing lined up. But you earn awards and all. But look up, if you want to learn up something about us, look up 3905ccn.com. You'll find out a good bit of information about us.
Just talking about the Straight Key Century Club. I'm a member of that, been for years. My number's 12985, and golly, I can't think of that other CW club. I got an award near hanging somewhere from it. Man, it's the one for Morse code preservation. But I love working CW, especially I've been thinking about getting a group together on 2 meters. And somebody's got a 2-meter all mode radio, I'd have to get one out of my truck to do it, because it's all mode. It'll do upper and lower sideband and CW. But just to have fun, I'd like to get a local group up around here, especially people learning CW, and just sit and take your time and practice with them. K4OIM for ID.
Walt, and if Russell or Rusty, I mean no disrespect, but I'm still trying to learn.
Don't worry about that. You keep working at it, you'll get it. I can't send straight key worth a flip. You don't want to try to copy straight key from me, and most of the time I don't send CW with a key. I use a paddle when I do, and I'm very slow at sending it to make sure I get it right. I'm getting a whole lot better at copying it, but most of the time I send CW with a keyboard so that it is, the spacing is good and everything else is right, and it's readable. And, you know, some folks just can't do it with a straight key at all, Walt. I have never been able to. Go ahead.
I'm more with a straight key than I am the paddle. I've got 1, 2, 3 paddles sitting here that I wouldn't take nothing in the world for, and this 950 HF radio has got a keyer built in, so I don't have to worry about the spacing. But I'll shut the keyer off, and right now I got that old Ken Pro KK70 straight key on a marble base. This key is like sitting on a tombstone. It ain't gonna move around on the desk. And I love that key. But I just learned on the straight key. I can use a paddle. And I'm wanting to get me a Viberplex, maybe at Shelby. But I'll never leave my straight key, Rusty.
Rusty, Walt, what I was other night I also downloaded all of the Q codes, amateur, and when you get toward the end of them, I'm a history buff, especially World War II. I love anything to do with World War II and history and things like that. And you start looking through some of the Q codes, and it is just absolutely fascinating to me that one of the Q codes is references, you know, are you going to have to, you know, ditch your airplane? Are you, you know, are you... you're gonna crash land. Another one is, you know, what port are you docking at? And that's what I'm trying to say, is that it's not just the code. In my mind, I could be wrong, it's not just the code that I have to learn. I have to learn to listen and interpret what I'm receiving. That's one step. Then I have to switch gears and be able to transmit that. So I guess that's left brain, right brain going on there. And then there's a whole set of Q codes that come with it that I will have to learn too. So I'm thinking this is a lifetime of learning here, and that just fascinates me, and I think that I may have found something that I don't think I'm going to ever get bored with, because it's just too much to learn. KO4 NUE from Station ID.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. Well, I'll tell you what, and I think Walt will agree with me. Of the Q codes today, there are only about 6 that are really used these days. I mean, a lot of that stuff was from, if you look at the old codes, you need to make sure you've got the current list of Q codes that are used. And because there's a lot of them in there that, and I know Walt will probably agree with me, that we just don't use anymore. Haven't used for years, and we don't have, right now there's not a need for them, so they don't use them. But there's about 6 or 8, I believe it is, and Walt will have to... That most nets and most people handling traffic will use. And I haven't tried to take traffic on CW. That's still out of my bailiwick. I'm not ready for that yet. But I do, you know, I have, you know, made contacts on CW. I've been in CW contests and worked, you know, worked the some of the CW contests. And most folks will slow down to your speed if you're not up to what they're sending. But, you know, it's a learning process. I'm still learning, and I've been at it for 30-some years. Walt's been at it for 40-some years. Things have changed, and this is a radio, amateur radio is an evolving hobby, so we'll do. I'll be back in a few minutes. I had to stop here at another place to pick something up. I'll be back shortly. W2T.
I think you have a problem with the Q codes. If you're going to learn CW, and you're going to learn the CW abbreviations. Like, you never spell the word out HOW, H-O-W. You transmit K-W. I mean, yeah, K-W is HOW. Good is C-U-D. And thanks is T-N-K. And it's shortcuts. And I use them when I'm copying the net at times. And I'm always looking for a shortcut, abbreviations calling the net. But, Chad, I did want to ask you one thing about my truck, if you got time. Well, I got out there Saturday and checked that thing up, and I watched YouTube, and like that guy on YouTube said, why is it every time I watch something on YouTube, it's not that easy? But I had to jack it up, take the motor mount loose, jack it up, and I reached up there with a bar, and I hit that freeze plug about 3 times, and it fell out right and hit me in the face. I got the new freeze plug in, and got the thing put back together, But now the truck is skipping bad. And there's no water in the oil. There's no water coming out the exhaust pipe. And there's no blowback in the radiator. What do you think's wrong, Chad? Oh. 302. But after I fired it up, and it was skipping so bad, I got out there and looked, and when that thing run hot and shut off, on the driver's side, the plug wire next to the last one on the driver's side had blew off, and on the passenger side, the second one back from the front blew off. And I put them back on there, but that thing's still skipping, Chad.
That's why I was asking you if it's a V8. So we on the left side or right side?
I had it skipping on. Like I said, when I got, after I put the freeze plug in, I looked and it was one plug wire off on the driver's side and one on the passenger side. That I went nowhere around for me to have knocked them off. But after I got them back on there, it I can't say it's spitting back through the carburetor because it's fuel injected. But I ain't getting no blowback, no oil, water in the oil, no water out the exhaust, nothing like a blowed head gasket.
What I meant by that, Walt, on left side or right side, was which side did you do the work on as far as the freeze plug? Was it the left side or right side?
But the hardest one to get to, right behind the motor spam.
Okay, so on the left side, you have four cylinders. The first cylinder closest to the fan, and then the rear cylinder is going to be the one closest to the firewall. How many wires were unplugged, and which ones were, in other words, how many wires were off, and which ones were they? If the front one is number one at the fan, and number four will be at the firewall. How many were loose and which ones? Because I would take a gamble if you had more than two wires loose at one time, you've got a spark plug wire crossed. So if you had two wires that were off and you just put them back on, then I would change those two wires. I'd swap those two wires on the head to see if that made a difference. But that sounds just like a spark plug wire to me, and you're telling me that two of them blew off. So how many total blew off?
The third one back on the driver's side and the second one back on the passenger side.
On the opposite side of the engine. Is that right?
That's correct, Chad.
ATS Mobile? 1990, 302. OBD2 didn't come out until 98, I think. So it's no way to hook a scanner up. I probably could. What are you doing tomorrow, Walt?
Been on the radio. I done cut grass today. Yeah, I'm just going to be sitting here on the radio. Man, if I can't get this truck going, Chad, I'm going to have to sell some radio equipment and get me another vehicle. So I got too many doctor's appointments, and my grandson's went back to school now, and my daughter trying to work, and I can't keep borrowing her truck. Babysitting my two great-granddaughters this week, and she has to get up and take my grandson to school, and she comes in there and wakes me up at 7 o'clock in the morning to watch my two great-granddaughters while she runs up to school and back. She's usually back here by 7:30 or a quarter to 8, and I'm up with a pot of coffee going by then.
So if I swing by there tomorrow morning about 9 o'clock and take a look at it, you going to be awake?
A chance. I know what you charge an hour, but Chad, I can't pay you till the first of the month.
Who said anything about money? Just what time are you going to be awake in the morning?
Okay.
All right, I'll be there around 9 or something, and we'll see what we can figure out. That's all I can say right now, but I got an idea of what's going on, but I won't look at it first. But I'll swing by there around 9 in the morning.
Hey, Chad, my daughter's fixing to leave now. I want me to come through and watch the two girls for about 30 minutes. So, K-O-4-N-U-E-K-4-O-I-M. I'll be clear, Chad.
Good morning, about 9, bud. Yeah, I'm clear.
Out there working today, WU2T.
Messed around in the shop a little bit. I got a Packard inline 8 down there that I've... Oh, boy. That's a hard song gun to love, you know? It's just so long. I mean, it's just hard to get the block in the machine. It's so long, but man, they sure do run good. But they're just so difficult to get mounted on the machines, to do any kind of machining on. But I did a little bit.
Yeah, I just crossed over on 290, just crossed over 85, and on the side, on the southbound side, there's a couple, two tractor trailers that are tied up at the exit. At right there at 290, just right beyond the edge of the bridge. And they've got traffic backed up for a snarl. And there's not a cop there yet. I hope they've got one coming, because that's a mess right now.
Are you going the other way?
Oh, I got by, but it's like I said, what the two trucks were coming out of the, out onto the road, and one of them pulled out too far, and he didn't pull out far enough before he started making his turn to get into the lane, and he ended up, or else the other one come in behind him, I don't know which, but one's trailer is sitting right up against the other's cab, and they ain't going anywhere for a while.
That's just, that's the one thing that just frustrates me to no end, is to just sit in a traffic jam and just can't do anything. It's frustrating, and I'm glad you're not stuck in it, because I know how hateful that can be.
Well, let me tell you a little story. I drove to Charlotte Friday, and then to Raleigh Friday, and then drove back from Raleigh on Friday afternoon. I went up Highway 29 and got on 85 in South Carolina up at Highway 18, and so I was only in that last little section of the construction up there in Cherokee County. But I got off of 85 onto 40, and from there to the place where my hotel was 46 miles. I had 40 and then 440. And it took me an hour to go those 46 miles because three lanes across, the traffic was bumper to bumper, and we were averaging about 12 to 15 miles an hour max.
Man. No, yeah, that's frustrating. But, you know, it's a lot worse. It's not as bad when you're going to a destination for like a vacation or something. It's frustrating, but when the vacation's over or the weekend's over and you're trying to get back home and you get stuck in that mess, I don't know what it is. I've been having to go to the VA up in Asheville since COVID broke. They're opening appointments up, and so I've been doing a lot of traffic going up to Asheville, and it's just like I-26 has turned into I-85. It's just every time I try to go up, it's some kind of issue. So I just start taking the back roads because I cannot deal with the traffic jams. I cannot do it.